Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibs coming up at 2 o'clock, but now back to Steiny and Goo. Goo, you're my guy. Steiny, eh. Wheel.
Willard and Dibs coming up in the crossover later today. I don't know if I like that one.
Hit me.
You don't like that? Like, give me more Wheel. What about the star of the station this morning? Sam I Am Lubman. With the greatest. I gave him a 9. Dibs, you only take it to 4.
For
occasion
what?
Of 5. You didn't hear him do his Willard impersonation?
He has a Willard impersonation?
Dude, it was incredible. We got to play it.
Is it on
Pasta,
the air?
We got to fight. Yeah, it was on the air.
Well, I know Pasta's
Chasky
got a
like
pretty good
this,
one, too.
But Donnie was in love with it, so was I.
Okay. I'll see if we could go back and find it. I'll look in the archives.
But all do right. You have a Willard? Not bad.
No way. That's
hey,
not bad.
One more time. Not quite Loveman, possible.
Not there,
I'm
not
give you a
quite
B+.
There. I got to hear Sam's, but yeah, that's not bad.
That was not bad.
Willard quietly does have kind of a high-pitched laugh when he really gets chuckling. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, well, maybe we could play him later in the crossover. Yeah. Compare them together. All right. Giddings in for Steinmetz. He's a little under the weather, so he'll be back tomorrow. Guru here with you, as always. We got Ted Wynn coming up at 12 o'clock to talk some Niners with us. He's from The Athletic, senior NFL writer. A lot of great film study and breakdown from him. So we're going to talk to him at high noon. Until then, taking your calls on the Warriors, who right now fall to 9-7. They play tonight in Miami without Curry. Draymond's still questionable, along with Butler. Kuminga's out. Horford is out. So it could be another Sacramento Kings situation, Google. We're seeing a lot of young guys, obviously, minus Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, and a lot of the young guys last night were MIA. I know they're in Miami, but they were MIA. And hopefully that's not the case tonight. And, you know, 9-7 after 16, Evan, I'll take it. But I wish it were better. But you got to earn what you know, you got to earn the games that you win. And you do that by playing better basketball. But Carter was with us at the cafeteria, and he came in during the break, and he was hot and just about last night. And Evan, he brought up something that you can lose. But what bothers me about this Warrior team defensively, Evan, it just feels like when the other teams score, it's that layup line where there's no fear factor in the paint. And Suggs started it. And Wendell Carter Jr., DeSilva, I mean, we just have no resistance in the paint, Ian. I don't like it. And I know teams are going to score, but they're not afraid of us anymore, man. There is no Looney, no Bogut, no Zaza to put somebody on their ass. It just feels like it's just easy against us. No matter who you are, Quentin Jackson, I won't forget that name, Ryan Rollins. Like, they were cooking us. Like, I can take these dudes to the cup. And Suggs was doing it all night.
Well, we saw this a lot last year, too. Like, guards that can put 2 feet in the paint really frustrate the Warriors.
And, I hate hearing that.
Well, Moody can't guard all of them, and there's a lot of guys who can, especially in Orlando, who are fast, who are quick. Bane can get you off the bounce. Wagner's physical enough to get to the paint.
Man.
Suggs obviously can penetrate. Anthony Black is a former lottery pick.
Yes.
I mean, they got some good players, but the Warriors as a whole defensively, when Draymond's not on the floor, I thought last night just really, really struggled to stop anything Orlando was doing. Plus, they turned the ball over.
When they were making a run.
It's an easy 2 points the other way. I mean, and to be fair, it did start with the older guys. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry last night combined for 11 of their 18 turnovers.
Wow. I don't like that. Yeah.
I mean, I know Steph shot it well in the first half. Butler played well pretty much the whole game. but they were sloppy early.
And I'll say this to that, Evan. I'm waiting on the Curry movie because there's one coming when it's all said and done. But the bottom line, even when he was in his Optimum prime, he turned the rock over. And Draymond Green, as much as he handles it, and I appreciate his effort this season, man, he's turning it over. And I guess what I'm saying to you is, do we expect that to get rectified, or you got to take the good with the bad? And now that these two gentlemen are older, this is what it is.
Well, that's why
I need to check myself, because this comes with the good.
That's why I think Jimmy was frustrated last night at Buddy, because he's the one guy that I trust to take care of the ball. And he had two really sloppy turnovers in the first half. One of them, he was trying to thread it to Buddy on a fast break early in the game. And then at the end of the quarter, he obviously threw it over Buddy's head. And I think that Jimmy was frustrated with how much he didn't take care of the ball last night, because that's his job.
Yeah.
One of the whole reasons they went out and got Butler and why they turned from a team that was loose and careless to a team that looked tight at the end of last year is because he takes care of the ball and he gets to the free throw line. And last night, he was the only guy that got to the free throw line, but he didn't take care of the ball.
Yeah.
And they need someone. Like, I'm going to be honest. I keep feeling like Jimmy Butler is this team's best point guard. That's a problem.
Yeah, but you're right. He is. I don't even think it's close.
No, like, yeah. I mean, I know Steph plays point.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying.
He's off the ball a lot.
He's the grown-up in the room with the rock when it comes to the basketball.
Especially because he has to score, and there's a lot of attention paid to him. So Jimmy Butler's got to be tighter with the rock than he was last night, and I think he knows that. And so that's why I'm hoping that he goes tonight in Miami.
Evan, he had, and for Jimmy, it feels like 32. 16 field goal attempts, I love that. Got to the line 15 times, so you do the math. I mean, that's almost 20-something shots, so I like that aggressive Jimmy.
Well, he's aggressive. We'll see if he's aggressive again tonight, because that's another part, too.
Or available.
Too. Well, if he's available, but it's like, one of the things that I think is frustrating for people watching a game like last night is, so all three of your older guys played, and for the most part, they were pretty good, and you didn't win. How many games are you going to get? You said 65, right? The goal, to get Butler Green.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And Curry all playing in the same game. Okay, well, you've lost a couple of those games this year. You lost that game against Portland. You lost that game against Milwaukee.
You got ran out the building, yeah.
You did. You lost against OKC, and now you've lost against the Magic. So that's four of the 65 potential games that we're aiming for, that we don't know, but we're aiming for to get those guys together. That's what feels frustrating to me, is you do have your entire roster ready last night.
Yeah.
Forget about Banchero. That doesn't matter to me. Whether he was there or not doesn't matter. You had all of your guys, and you still got beat.
And I'm going to do this, Evan. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you did have a majority of your guys. But Jonathan Kuminga, I love what you said to start the show. This was the type of game, this was the type of team that you needed him out there, and he wasn't. And now, just me, and I can do what I want with my thoughts, and I'm sharing it with you all. I'm getting concerned moving forward that we don't have a surplus of athleticism. We are athletically challenged. So with that said, Kuminga being absent, oh, no big deal. It does become a bigger deal because you need him.
Well, you need a good version of him. Mm. But you don't know if that good version is going to show up.
Mm.
Just like I don't know if the good version of Moses Moody is going to show up. I don't know if the good version of Pods is going to show up. I don't know if the good version of Post is going to show up. So I understand what you're saying. And Kuminga, if he was playing the way he played the first five games of the year, he could help you last night. I don't know if you win, but he helps you last night. Yeah. But he hasn't played like that guy the last few times he's been out there.
Yeah, and I guess that's why I'm a little upset. Not upset, just from a fan standpoint, I'm slightly irritated because I would have rather Kuminga been out with this knee issue on a confidence, on a good thing, you know, I played great five games. Everybody's can see my growth. I don't like the fact that he had been struggling or turning the rock over and then he's out. And he didn't plan it that way, but I don't like that. Because now you come back and it's the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is, dude, you weren't exactly playing your best basketball when you went out. And maybe, here we go again, E, in Dub Nation, I don't like this. A has to mean B, B has to mean C. Maybe that's why he was playing less stellar basketball because of the knee. But those are excuses.
I mean, I don't know what he is or what he wasn't doing. I know he wasn't playing very well. And I hope he can get back to playing well because when he was, the Warriors were winning some basketball games. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Gettings in for Steinmetz with Guru. Let's go to Jim, who's in St. Louis. Jim, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Oh, man, I'm freaking out.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm with you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, if they keep playing with this team as it is, they're a 500 team.
Oh,
I ain't going to lie to you. Sorry. It's true.
Well, they're 9-7, Jim, so they're two games above 500.
Yeah. I'm talking about come 80 games, they're going to be 500. But, I mean, last night was – it revealed everything that's wrong. First of all, Richard should have been playing the minutes that Paz was playing. First, that's the number one thing they could do to fix it right now. But Kerr won't do it. Do you agree?
I don't. I don't know how Evan feels.
I mean, do they win that game last night if Will Richard plays 27 minutes, Jim?
I'm just saying they should be switched minutes because Richard has that I don't know what you call him, but he's got it, and Pods is still struggling to get it. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. What did Kerr say? Talking about the NBA dealing with the back-to-backs and stuff like that.
What did Kerr say? Appreciate the call, Jim. How about I just play it for you? This is what Kerr was saying about the schedule that had people in a tizzy.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track of anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
So I've been a little reluctant to give credence to that because I think it is what it is. It's an excuse. But is there some merit to it? I do think so. Like, I do think that this has been one of, if not the toughest schedules in the NBA to begin the season.
Is it why? Let me ask you this, Ian. I hear you, and I'm giving credence to that. Is it why they're 9-7 in your mind, though? Is it the sole reason why this team's 9-7?
Maybe a couple of the games, yeah. Like the Portland game at the beginning of the season. Like, that to me was a schedule loss.
But the euphoria I felt Friday pouring myself a drink at home after what they did against San Antonio in both games, 8 quarters, I guess I didn't stop celebrating in when it was good. You know what I mean? I feel like that's front running. But he's stating the facts. I get it. But when it goes your way and you win, I don't hear a lot of that.
Well, why did they beat San Antonio?
Execution. And Steph went.
Because Curry was great.
Yeah, no, okay.
They won two games against the Spurs because Curry went Michael Jordan.
That's how they're going to win this year. And maybe that's why I should have slowed my roll when, like, I'm expecting him to do that more often than not.
Well, that's a lot to ask. And last night, he shot it pretty well for one half.
At 37 years old.
But he didn't have enough gas left in the tank. And this is not to say that Curry was bad last night, but the point is, to beat good teams, and I think Orlando's a good team. I know they're 8-7, but I think they're better than the record. Curry probably had to go for 40 last night if they were going to win.
Wow.
That's just the case. That's just the reality. And he couldn't do it. And he couldn't do it because maybe it's because he's 37.
And they were playing hella fine defense. Let's be real.
Well, so were the Spurs.
And that makes his 30 more impressive, and Jimmy too. But they were they were making it hard.
But my point is, how can we go from the euphoria of what was back-to-back San Antonio games to crushing them when they lose to Orlando? Like, are they either of these teams? I think they're probably somewhere in the middle. But getting two wins against the Spurs was impressive. But it didn't mean you could just walk into Florida
and
beat the Magic and the Heat on back-to-back nights.
That's how I get. You're talking to me, Ian. I don't think I'm the only one in Dub Nation, but I'm sorry. You know, that's what I thought. And, you know, people were coming for me yesterday because they keep saying, in regard to the Warriors, I'm living in the past, and maybe I am. But when I see Steph do what he did in San Antonio and home against Denver early, looking at him averaging 27 points early, not taking many nights off, he's still bouncy. I'm like, okay, we got something. And maybe that's where I err, Evan, is, you know, in sports, you think you get rolling and Uncle Momentum is on your side. So I'm sorry, because I do think Banchero is a great player or good player. And I thought coming into last night's game against the Orlando Magic, where I saw over the weekend Brooklyn beat Orlando, I'm thinking, okay, this team could be had.
They hung with Orlando.
They hung with them. But with Steph, Jimmy, and Dre. So maybe that's where I'm going wrong. Evan, are you telling me to dial down my expectations night in, night out?
Well, but this team in Orlando also just took Houston on the road to overtime, and Houston's a really good team. Like, and they didn't have Banchero for that game. Like, my point is, it's just like, I think we always look at what the Warriors didn't do, what they didn't have. And to me, it's very clear what's going on with this team right now. And it's less about the schedule to me, although I think that's a part of it. And it is because they are very old and very inexperienced. Like, their young guys are inexperienced, right, and their old guys are older. That breeds a lot of inconsistency. So last night, you had your old players playing well. Your young guys were inexperienced. They didn't play well because they couldn't handle the pace and the tempo that Orlando was bringing. Okay, so a couple games ago in San Antonio, your old guys were good enough to get you over the top. But that's not going to happen every night.
Right.
You know, I just, like, Curry can't average 40 points a game.
Yeah, and Evan, I hear you.
By the way, Curry also stunk in New Orleans, but you had a young guy emerge and play well. And I know the Pelicans aren't very good.
I got you.
But Moses Moody won that game for him in the first quarter. And he didn't show up against Orlando.
You were running down what this team is, and Evan, this is going to be the death of them until a move is made, if one is made. And it's what Carter just talked about during the break, and I brought it up to you early. Evan, we're small, man. And when you're small and not that athletic, you almost got to be perfect from deep. And that's what this team is. It's a three-point shooting team. And if Buddy doesn't have it going, who do we really have? Steph, Moses, and occasionally Pods. And right now, we're just a one-trick pony in regard to, you know, we're not a 3-and-D team. We shoot threes, and then we give, you know, people get by us, and I don't know. I'm going to say this, Evan. Everybody on this team is not 35 to 37 years old. Pods is young, but his defense is not there. And Moody you could count on, but I guess I just get somber and sad because Orlando, most often than not, a night in, night out, we're going to lose the athletic battle. We just are.
I think most nights they are, unless they're playing the Clippers, who are the only team that's older than them in the league. All right, what do you give the 408 this? From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Are the Warriors just weathering the schedule storm until, well, Seth, I think more Melton are full speed?
I heard Melton had a setback, E. I don't know what you got on that. I read that this morning coming in. I'll leave that there, but go ahead.
I think he's played one full season in his NBA career. That's neither here nor there.
I hear you. We love you, Mel.
In that case, just relax through these last few rough days deal. Okay, what I'll say this. This is about the schedule. So Kerr said, and he's right, that they've played 17 games in 29 days in 13 different cities. That's a lot, right? Okay, I'll give you that. They're the only team that's played more than three back-to-backs the first 16 games of the season. But the next 17 games, Goo.
All right, next 17. Dave Crane.
Until the end of the year, until we're talking about 2026, you play 16 games starting tonight in 39 days. And you have two back-to-backs. So a lot of these issues that Steve Kerr is attributing to scheduling and it being difficult and unfair, I don't want to hear them. If this team is still playing poorly or looking like this, it's not because of the schedule. You can't put it on that anymore. I do believe that this rough patch is, it's hard. But that's not the case the rest of the year. You're going to get more rest. You're not going to be playing as many back-to-backs, so you should be ideally more healthy. You should have Horford for more games. I don't want to hear that excuse beyond now. The first 17 games, I'll give it to you. But from here on out, that ain't the case.
I like that, but it's like Steiny when he tries to trick us and he takes pictures on his tippy toes. You're not going to grow. I love you, buddy. You're not going to grow. Evan, we're not going to get more athletic. Now, we will get Kuminga back, but I think that's what's sobering about what I need to do and how Willard tries to coach me through this season about me getting too high and too low. That is not going to change with the 16 games. And what did you say, 39 days, 32? I think it was 16
games. 39.
We're Evan, Steph needs help. Jimmy does too. And like when Steiny says, who can we throw the ball to occasionally, Moody, and create their own shot and put pressure on the D? There's two guys, Kuminga, Buddy, Steph, and at times Moody. Other than that, we are devoid in that department.
Well, they can't make a trade now. You know, we could talk about who they could get, but they cannot get a guy in. They can't get a Thundercat right now, Goo. Let's go to Leroy, who's in Oakland, wants to talk about some of those role players. Leroy, good morning, man. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, Evan? What's up, Goo? Happy hump day, guys.
Back at
I'm enjoying
you.
The show. Real quick,
thanks,
you know,
man.
I'm a veteran, and I know you guys are up against it. But look, Goo, if we are a three-point shooting team,
okay.
The Warriors, I don't mean we, the
okay.
Warriors, then why did we keep Kuminga? Then why did we keep Kuminga? And here's what I really want to say. Goo, I've been trying to find out what's wrong. Evan, what's wrong with, I'm going to say it, my Warriors. I've been a Warrior since 75. I was 5 years old. I didn't know why everybody was jumping up and celebrating, but I know now, right? I looked at all the teams in the NBA, and you know what? There's 29 teams out of the 30 that have better role players than us. And what's more egregious is a lot of them are who the Warriors passed on. I'm looking at the names after we took Jonathan Kuminga. I'm looking at the names after we took Pods. I'm looking at the names after we took Moody. And you go back and back. I can go back 10 years sitting there going, who is this guy that's cooking us? And I'm going to just come up with a name.
Okay.
Tom Seaver. Who is this guy? Never hit a point in the league, and now he's having a career day against the Warriors. I see that. I've seen that for the last 10 years where nobody's end up making a name for themselves against the Golden State Warriors. There's 29 teams who have better role players than us. I look at a Okongwu from Atlanta, Hawks.
Yeah, I like him.
We took Wiseman. And I remember that draft going, hey, if you're going to take a big man, take the kid out of USC. So I looked down at the Cam Whitmores. I mean, we took Pazinski, but Cam Whitmore was sitting there, and I know he's not doing much, but I think it's just a product of him being in a bad situation with bad teams. But I look at all these players over the years, and I'm going, damn, we could have had some of these players. So our role players are the worst in the league, and we have to fix that.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate it, Leroy.
Thanks.
Evan, what do you say to that?
They're not the worst in the league, but they're far from the best in the league. I don't think the Warriors have the worst role players in the NBA. Otherwise, well, I think you saw a team on Sunday that's got some bad role players.
Yeah. And
that's why they got two wins in New Orleans.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this. I don't know if you know, Tyus Jones hadn't scored in two games. It was 0 for his last 11. I'm just saying, went 3 for 3 against us last night. But I'm it's only three shots. But it does seem like just journeymen or youngsters will give us, they'll have a career night against us. And we don't have the worst others. But I'm wondering if that gap is bigger than any of us thought between where Dre, Jimmy, and Steph are and what they need their others to be collectively.
Well, real quick, okay, before you hit a break, yeah, here, I think my biggest issue with the role players is none of them are getting any better. Like,
wow.
And none of them have
Kuminga,
taken,
though.
None of them have taken leaps. How many of the young guys for the Warriors are,
I think Moody's taking a leap,
markedly better than they were last year? Like, since they've gotten better since they come in the league, but since last season.
Well, Moody had a great season last season.
That's my point. You need him to be better, and so far he's been good. Moody's been fine, but right. I think maybe that's what Leroy's getting at. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Getting it for Steinmetz with Guru. We got Ted Wynn coming up in about 15 minutes. I want to get your calls in before then as well. Coming up, the Niners take on Carolina and the Panthers on Monday Night Football, and you know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from Levi's Stadium. Willard and Dibs get you set for the game starting at 2 o'clock. So come on down for great food, great drinks, and more importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. We'll see you there. This segment sponsored by In at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year is magical at Inn at the Tides. Starting December 1st, special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. Book your escape now at innatthetides.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.